We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
What does this Brewers team need? It's trade deadline day today. What do they need? Do they need a second baseman? Do they need an outfielder? Everyone could always use pitching. I thought what this team could need and use more than anything is a moment of unbridled joy. Something to make this season fun. That's what happened Saturday night. Eric Sogard, with the walk-off home run, the first walk-off of his career, that's the spark. That's going to be more impactful than any player they could acquire. Brewers lose then yesterday. Adam McKelvey joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I mean that, though. I think that of anything that they could trade for or whatever, Saturday's game at least gave these guys, and they've had a very tough year, and this week has been tough, and you lost Lokane, and your bench coach had a heart attack. You know, thankfully he's okay. Councils sound defeated in some of these press conferences and tired. And I think a lot of these guys have, but to have a moment like Saturday night, even though they lost yesterday, I think that's exactly what this team needed, Adam.
Bart, I'm going to say something crazy, but I think you're right.
Yes.
That's it. That's the crazy thing.
No, if you pay attention, I've been right a lot. Okay, if you really pay attention, if you get past all the persona and the, you know, loud screaming, I'm right more often than not. So thank you.
You know, Alex, I think it was Alex Cobb, I think, of the Orioles. I just saw a quote he had on Twitter talking about this season. And he said it felt like they have been playing for 100 years and they've been playing for a month this season. And look, here's the old caveat again. This year, 2020, sucks for everybody. We all maybe feel this. So this is not to say this is unique to baseball players. This is just to say, here's the baseball player's experience, that this season feels long and it's a grind. And I think it's harder than I think all of us who are having our own struggles to get through this realize. It's hard. And I think what you said about having a moment of joy is right, because some of that has been taken away just on a daily basis because of all of the protocols they have to follow. And we, again, that we all have to follow. All of us maybe feel this, like a little joy has been taken away. Everything's just a little bit harder. And I think it was a big thing for them to win a game in that manner. A guy who, Eric Sogard, hadn't hit a homer. He's really, you know, he's one of many bats in that lineup that's not producing, and they're trying to figure this out and get it going. And then you're right, to come back with a loss is not great. You know, yesterday was one hit away. People hate this one hit away stuff, but just the name, it was. They had a guy on base every inning. They weren't mowed down yesterday. They were like a hit away from it being a different kind of day. And it, you know, it wasn't a different kind of day. They got beat. So, you know, I'm curious to see whether anything happens today that trade deadline's at 3 p.m. You know, they could use a bat. And I don't know if one bat makes a difference, but it's, again, a change. It would be something new. And, you know, as they try to get as many of these guys as possible going in this lineup, I think anytime you can introduce something new, it's it's something. I think Craig Counsell feels like then he's, you know, doing something.
There's a really tough risk reward, I think, analysis that David Stearns has to go through when he's trying to figure out what to do for this team, because,
yeah,
you know, it is very early in a normal season, 33 games. You don't even think about the trade deadline at that point, but this year you do. And the trade deadline, as you mentioned, is today. We'll have you covered all day here on The Fan, of course. And so you look at it, and the Brewers, 15 and 18, okay, but they're not that far out of the playoffs. So you're like,
one game.
Yeah. So, okay, we're not that far out of the playoffs because eight teams make the playoffs, but then eight teams make the playoffs. So if we're going to, you know, risk the future, the what we have left of it, is it even worth it in the long run? I just think it's going to be very hard to define whether you're buyers or sellers. I think if they do anything, they make minor moves that, you know, maybe help the long-term growth of this franchise. But I don't see them defining, like, we're buying, here's a big deal, or we're selling, take Josh Hader. I think maybe there's something. I just don't see it as a defining one way or the other move.
Yeah, and look, I think when you look at the trades that have happened, because there have been a bunch, that's what you're seeing. You're not seeing Josh Donaldson traded. You're seeing Tommy Malone traded and Jose Martinez traded to the Cubs and Nola, the catcher, traded to the Padres. And what was a pretty big deal, actually, because it involved a lot of players. But you're seeing, you know, you're not seeing like the marquee player sold off for prospects like you would in a normal deadline. And I think David Stern said this a couple of weeks ago. He feels like more likely this year is kind of the major leaguers for major leaguers trades. And it's not only what's happened so far, but that to me is more likely the kind of trade the Brewers make. They're it's very well known. They don't have like a super deep farm system. But you know, maybe they have a little pitching depth now and it's a pitcher for a bat, something like that seems to me more likely in my mind than some kind of, you know, big normal trade deadline, like, you know, the acquisition of Moose or just name your recent trade that he's made. But I'll say, like, in my story yesterday, I put some of his comments about the Josh Hader situation is to the extent he would talk about that. And just in general, this deadline, I just, you know, he's added each of the last 3 years, he's made multiple trades to bring in pieces. And yes, this year is completely different, but I think he's shown that his instinct is to want to add, and he's creative enough and has enough talks going on from what he says that I would guess there is a trade today. I just have no idea what it would be.
Well, as we talked to Adam McKelvey here, so Josh Hader's name has come up a lot. And I think even if there's nothing today, it will come up in the offseason. And even if that doesn't happen, it will come up again next
forever.
Year. Yeah, because you have a guy under team control still who is an elite player at his position. And I think the strategy for a lot of teams has been, when I have a closer like this and I need pieces in the farm system, you trade high when the closer's the highest, you rebuild the farm system, and you hope that you have another guy that can be your next closer. Brewers maybe have one in Devin Williams. I've talked to you about this. I do feel like Josh Hader doesn't see the end of this contract as a Brewer. He gets traded at some point. I just don't know if this right now in this situation would be the best point for the most return.
I think that's really well said, Bart, because you know, you look at Aroldis Chapman, you look at Craig Kimbrell, there's just examples everywhere of that scenario happening with an elite closer. And that's what Josh Hader is. You know, whether you want to call him a closer or not, whether that he ever moves out of that ninth inning role or another team would use him differently, whatever. He is one of the elite relief pitchers, if not the elite relief pitcher in the National League. And the calculation again is what is his best value to the Brewers? Because look, the poetry has been removed from this now. Maybe like in some yonder day, you wouldn't think about trading a guy like this, but now this is like asset management. That's the way the GMs look at it in my mind now. So when is his value as an asset, or in what mode is his value the highest? Is it pitching for you through the end of the contract? I mean, that's certainly a way to go. And that depends on what the Brewers' own internal view of Hader's future is. And they've got all these projections to look at the stuff and all this, all these data points they have now. And what does this look like next year, the year after that? That's part of the equation. And then, you know, when is his value going to be highest? And the fact that he has so much club control, and it's a market right now where there is like nobody wanting to sell, everybody looking to add. There's some value there right now. I mean, like, his value should be really, really high right now. And the Brewers' asking price, which Ken Rosenthal characterized as bananas, should be bananas. So is it going to be more bananas later? Or is this like the best time to think about trading him if you can find the right deal? So those are all questions that David Stearns is weighing. I tend to think like this is more an exercise for us right now because he is like the elite player at his position. And it's fun to talk through like the arguments pro and con for trading or keeping Hader. I think this would is way more likely to happen later on, whether it's next year or the year after that, than it is to happen right now in this weird environment. But just because it's trade deadline season and because he's an elite guy, it's something we all talk about because this is what we do on trade deadline day.
Well, what we also do is try to look at what the attractive pieces would be to sell. And one of the things that the Brewers, I think, would be comfortable selling is guys that are, you know, not under a long-term contract, and you can maybe flip for a prospect, but the guys that the Brewers have in that category, I mean, I don't see the phone ringings off the hook for Brett Anderson or Justin Smoke, really, or, you know, Jed Jerko. I don't think they have those kind of guys. If they're going to make a trade, maybe is Orlando Arcia an attractive piece? I don't want to trade one of these Burns Hauser guys, but is there something there? Who do you think, if they were to sell something off, would be most attractive for some of these teams?
Well, most attractive would be like the Burns Hauser, and the Brewers would have to decide whether they feel like they have enough depth right now. Look, Eric Lauer has pitched poorly, and maybe we'll see him pitch today. They haven't said, as far as I know, what's happening yet tonight, but I think he's a strong candidate to come back and pitch, and they really like him, even though it's in two of the three games it's been bad. But they've got right there Burns, well, four really, and if you add Freddie Peralta, who's already signed long-term, Burns, Peralta, Lauer, Hauser, who are pretty good, young, controllable, great stuff, really good stat cast guys that teams, you know, they have a lot of data points that teams love. Those are some valuable pieces if you want to bring back something of impact, like a bat that's controllable for a number of years. And I would guess that's where the Brewers are getting a lot of interest. Now, do the Brewers want to, again, it's the old calculation. Do the Brewers want to part with that? Or do they finally, after years and years and years of being told they can't develop pitchers, want to develop some of these pitchers and see them through? And that's the calculus that they need to make. I think Orlando Arcia is a good name because with Urias up now and showing why the Brewers traded for him, that gives you a little redundancy there at shortstop. And it's just an area of depth that you could trade in Orlando Arcia. Again, club control, which teams love, especially this year and this weird season. They're thinking not just of this season, but beyond. And I actually think that, you know, Brett Anderson has been okay. When he's gotten beat, it's often been like, you know, he's ground balled to death, which is what happens to a sinker ball guy with the highest ground ball rate in the game. And I actually think he's kind of done what he's been expected to do. And it wouldn't be, you know, a terrible piece if they're willing to part with a pitcher. The other guy that I think would be really intriguing, and the Brewers and David Stearns would have to decide whether he's more valuable to them or as a trade piece, is David Phelps, who's been sensational and is on a one-year deal with the club option. And the club option that Brett Anderson doesn't have makes Phelps, I think, extra interesting to other clubs because, again, this season, who knows, it could all end tomorrow. There's so much uncertainty. But you would have a little bit of added certainty in that you have the option to keep him for next season. So those are just some of the names, I think. But, you know, again, I look back at the last three deadlines, and when I talked to you, Bart, in the morning of those deadlines, did what we all thought was the most likely thing to happen actually happen? I think in very few cases did it go that way.
Adam McKelvey joining us, Twitter, Facebook, The Gram, Adam McKelvey. I don't remember what the stat was. I don't have it in front of me. but anecdotally, I'll just try to remember. It was something like one of the stats, you know, all these stats now. I really put a lot of stock into wins above replacement, the WAR stat, and it was like 45 MLB players have a better wins above replacement over the entire Brewer team combined. So maybe just these guys performing better is the trade deadline move. And I know we all hate batting average now, but man, you look at the batting averages on some of these guys. Braun's 194, Yelich is 202. Here is 226, Gamel 195. It's just, you got to think at some point it's going to turn around. And I know Andy Haynes, the hitting coach, has been working very hard with these guys. You just get these guys hitting 30, 40 points better. This is a completely different team.
Well, that is usually the secret to success, to get your guys to hit 30 or 40 points higher, and they should try that. But I thought a cool moment the other day was when Haynes was out with Yelich for one of their, you know, often – they'll move their cage work, not often, but every now and then outside. We saw it last year and Yelich went off. They did it on Saturday, and then Yelich hits a 460-foot homer that looked like it was about 660 feet. It was really cool to see Haynes get all the kind of back slaps in the dugout, because those guys are pulling for him as much as they're pulling for Yelich and Eric Sogard and Keston Hira, who's scuffling, and all these guys who are actually up there in the batter's box. So I thought that was pretty cool. And Bart, there's something to what you're saying, that, you know, just trying to get something going with – try to get some of these players to their career norms would make a huge difference with the pretty competent pitching that they have, especially that sort of – that group of relievers when they have a lead. If they can get that group into the game, they've got a really good chance, because those players are performing really well. But it takes scoring early, which they haven't done, and just, you know, doing what they didn't do yesterday, which is when you have nine at-bats with runners in scoring position, you got to get at least one big hit. And they just haven't done enough of that consistently over the first half to get it going. And I asked David Stearns this. I mean, what would you think if there is no move today? And of course he's going to say this, because what's he, you know, he's not going to say he's going to bang his head against the wall. But, you know, he said that's an option, is to not make a move today and rely on sort of the idea of track record and trying to get these players back. And I'll say one other thing. It would everybody who's really frustrated about this offense and frustrated about Christian Yelich and Keston Hira and Ryan Braun hitting under 200, it is an interesting exercise to go pull up Fangraphs or whatever your site of choice is and look around the game at some of the other numbers. And when you see Nolan Arenado and Edwin Encarnacion and just look at some of the other numbers. And I don't know if it makes you feel better or worse, but the Brewers are not alone and these hitters are not alone here at Miller Park in struggling with this weird fanless, videoless, at times emotionless environment that everybody is living in. And they're working really, really hard to try to generate some of their own energy. And, that's what the story of September is going to be. The teams that do it best and continue to stay healthy, I think, will be in good shape.
Adam McKelvey, appreciate your time. Appreciate a few compliments you threw my way. It's very reassuring in this hellscape that is Milwaukee Sports Radio to hear somebody give a compliment or two. So thank you.
Well, I think you are right on top of this trade deadline, and I am going to be listening today to all you guys to get my trade deadline news, and I really look forward to your analysis.
You've gone too far. Thank you, Adam.
See ya.
Adam McKelvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Want to talk some NBA here in a moment. Want to talk more than anything about my friends over at Window Select. Windows, siding, doors, they can do that all for you. They are offering replacement windows, siding, and doors. They are located in Menominee Falls. They are proudly serving Wisconsin homeowners. They've been doing this for many, many years. They are very confident in their product that they give you not just, I don't even know how to appropriately say this. It's not one lifetime warranty. It's a double lifetime warranty. So you have their products. You know that they stand behind them. That's one of the best warranties in the whole industry of like any industry. Double lifetime warranty. Some incredible deals continuing with Window Select. Buy one, get one free. They know their products better than anyone. They'll install them into your home, and when they do, it's a buy one, get one free. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.